What you mean can't go? You know, we don't allow people to leave doing it. Man, get out of my way, man. Right. If you don't get out of my way, you better. There's going to be a scene up in here if you don't move my way. But that's how crazy it is. Yeah. Like you're in some kind of an insane asylum. So she went one time. You went one time, right? And the remorse was so heavy, she had to get out of there. Now, notice how you're in a room of thousands of people. Nobody feeling this but you. And they drinking it down like it's the best thing since sliced bread. And you there thinking, this is the devil because you are the chosen one. See how God won't let you fit into what's wrong if you're the chosen one. You can sit in it, but you can't stay in it. That's why you see people sitting in some old mess forever. They haven't been born again. Because the Holy Ghost won't let you. He will convict you. He will bother you. He will work on you, and you just can't do it. That's why folks say they married the wrong person or whatever. No, that was, you was in the flesh. Because you get ready to get married, and it's the wrong person. The Holy Ghost is going to bug you so bad, you probably be ready to throw up every day. Being around them, you see them coming, you start throwing up. Why am I sick? Why do you make me sick to my stomach when I see you? That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost makes you sick to your stomach when you see him. But see, that's life. We kept living, had more kids, got another house. I was working at the post office. I worked every shift at the post office. I think I worked the morning shift, the midday shift, and the graveyard shift. You did what you had to do, man. Packing boxes, unloading trucks. I did some everything to survive. Trying to keep what? A roof over our head and food on the table. I don't understand lazy dreads walking around, you know. You do what you have to do. Working by day, working by night. Raising these kids, trying to keep food on that table and a roof over our head and pay these bills some kind of way. Barbara was working up at Spelman. Were you working at Spelman then? Working at Spelman College, just trying to make it, man. Hitting it every day. And at the same time, preaching the gospel every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Friday. Bible study at our house, prayer sessions, because that by that time we had been called out. And we began to minister to folk right where we were. And it transitioned over into a church and you know, teaching the folks and everything. But you still got your nose to the grind in the kingdom of God, being used by God wherever you were. There's people sitting here right now that came out of the post office. We had Bible study in the post office. Folk got saved there. You always were engaged. And what I'm trying to show you is you participate with the Holy Ghost. No matter what the conditions, where you are, you're saving souls and you're being productive and proactive in the kingdom of God. That's normal. We got our second house. I left the post office. I could have retired from the post office if I wanted to. They had offered me managerial position. I could have moved up and, you know, all that. But all the politics, man, and all that stuff and all the crazy folk. And I said, man, I can't. So what I did, I began to build houses. And Barbara got a real estate license to begin to sell houses. So we were building houses, selling houses. So we figured like, man, we're doing all right. Until 2007, 2008, and guess what happened? Somebody dropped some kind of a 20,000-pound lead weight on the housing market, and all that stuff crashed. And we lost everything. You know, we lost stuff, material possessions. We had our house taken from us, and we were just leveled out to the ground. But still, church service every week, preaching the gospel, saving souls, being productive in the kingdom of God. Circumstance in life has no thing to do with the kingdom of God. That's right. Same God that lets it go away can bring it back at his discretion. Yes. You got to be content with or without. You got to keep pushing. Yes. Souls to be saved. Yes. Somebody got to come into the kingdom. At Spelman, Barbara was having Bible studies, saving folk. I think Maisha came in through there. Another folk, gospel, still reaching out to people. You got to do what you got to do. You got to have thick skin in this is what I'm trying to tell you. One thing I've always done when I came through this thing, 1988, around it, we stepped out into our own work with God and doing things, still engaged with other ministers. Still operating with elders, never cut off from the body of Christ. You got to stay engaged with the body of Christ. Because God don't deal with no solo pilots running around doing their own thing. The body of Christ is a universal element that you're always in contact with. So from that time till now. It's been 32 years. I got saved in 1984. I think Barbara got saved in 1983. I've been in it 32 years. She's been in it 33 years. But we've been through the ups and downs, the cycles, all the losses and all the things you get, et cetera, et cetera. You go through the cycles of life. You stay with the Lord. You never leave the Lord. I've never thought about leaving the Lord. Whether up or down, with or without, all I got is Jesus. See, when you get to that point, when you've eliminated everything in life and all you've got is Jesus, if the Lord leaves you, you got nothing. You might as well die. Because I cut all ties to everything. I'm dependent on the Lord alone. That's it. We're out here right now doing what we do now, depending on the Lord. We can't depend on people because people come, people go. We've had hundreds of people come through here. Now think about what I'm saying. Some of you been around for a long time. You've seen them come and go. I think Dana and Omar, y'all been here, what, about 20? 23 years. How long you been here, Naomi? 15 years. Folk been around a long time. They've seen folk come and go, ups and downs, ins and outs. About everybody sitting there, I think, Tim, y'all been here, what, about 20 years. Everybody lost stuff together. Most of the folk I'm talking to, they had their homes repossessed also and taken from them. Huh? And cars and whatever else, you know. We haven't lost any limbs or anything, most of us. I mean, you know, that could happen too, but we haven't lost any limbs yet. But people, you know, we went through. You go through. You want to walk with people who you go through with.
That's right.
Because you can trust them. If their marriage is going to be solid, they got to go through together.
Yeah.
Not somebody doing what? Jumping ship when the situation becomes austere. You need somebody that's going to hang tough in tough times. When times get tough, the tough stand tall. You got to have some folk to stand in the midst of the storm, not folk to bail out. Because you know the people to bail out, you know who they are? The people who got nothing to lose because they never were in it anyway. See, if I'm entrenched in something, I'm in it. Whatever happens to it, it's going to affect me because I'm in. You can't have a family member die, your brother died, and not affect you because that's blood. You tied to them by blood. That's the way the church is. There is no segment whereby it's you all over there. You know how many times I've heard people say this, and it's the telltale sign they're not in. Oh, y'all trying to get Dunamis Tabernacle. Not you. So you're not in it. Not we. You all trying to get Dunamis Tabernacle going. You're not in it. You're a Judas. Now you'll come and participate and hang around and try to eat the groceries. But I'm not going to pay a personal price to do anything. See, that's the telltale sign of a person outside of the body. Whenever they say you all or y'all, if you're from the South, you know they're not in it. It's not their thing. See, it's always Price's vision, what Price is doing. It has nothing to do with me. I just put it out there. I'm just a channel to put it out there, and then you can look at the vision. And the Bible says so that they can read it and run with the vision. Has nothing to do with me personally. Because anything being sustained and established by God has to go on after I'm dead.
That's right.
You can always tell a family business, church, you know how you can tell it? When the clown up here dies, the thing just goes away. God didn't do that. It was a family business. That's all it was. Joel Osteen runs a family business. His daddy built that. And then he inherited it from his daddy. And a lot of the old heads there are faithful to his daddy. That's why they stayed. See, John Osteen preached the gospel.
That's right.
Joel Osteen don't know what he's doing. He's just a motivational speaker. But the people giving credence to John and Joel Osteen's mama have remained there. The new folk are buying into just motivational speaking. He might as well be one of these motivational speakers. Les Brown or somebody. That's all he is. He motivates you to feel better. He don't mention hell and the devil or nothing. It's just, you know, happy-go-lucky messages. That's not the gospel. He hadn't preached the gospel one day of his life. He's really basically a clown, a caricature of whatever he's doing. So what I'm saying is, you're going to go through. You're going to go ups and downs. You're going to see good days and bad days. You're going to see happy days and sad days. There's going to be times of mourning and times of rejoicing in this. It's the way it goes. So we're not even talking to people who are not in this thing for the long haul. See, that's why people, when they say, well, if you ask for money, you're nothing but Creflo Dollar. I'm not even talking to you. See, I'm not addressing people who are not in it. I'm talking about the sanctified ones, the saints of God that mean business. It's almost 7,000 people on our Facebook page. And they just sit there, non-participatory, and they just, it's like people that hang around shopping at the mall but won't buy anything. You know, people who just go window shopping, and they're just around. They just never participate in anything. They never pull the trigger on anything. They just enjoy whatever they're doing like it's just life just being lived out in a happy-go-lucky fashion, never anticipating an end game being played. They can't really consciously process the end of the world because they're trying to live now. They'll go and get season tickets for the Falcons, making $13 an hour. They'll buy $900 season tickets and let the gospel just languish, not even support it. Clothes, cars, stuff for me, but not the gospel. And then they become antagonistic about the gospel if you mention money. So today I'm going to talk about money, the idol. Money is an idol to people. They go crazy over money. Money is just like a wrench. You use it to turn screws. It don't even matter one way or the other. First of all, it's not even real. It's just fiat paper. Money is not even real. It's printed up by the global bankers to control people. That's all it's for. But you can use it while you can to get a job done. All we're here is to have a parenthetical period of actually flashing on the scene, surging. We're the sickle that reaps at the end. Remember the Bible says in Revelation, the angel talking to Jesus, cast in your sickle now and reap, for the harvest of the world has become ripe. So we need a surge, a sickle surge, where Jesus' sickle sweeps through and reaps. He brings in the harvest, and then he can let this go. We can get out of here. See, the end game and what petrifies people is the fact that we're not giving a depiction of something that's going to be everlasting and eternal and having longevity. We're here to do a job in order to qualify to leave. That's so final. I'm only 27 years old. I'm only 35. I'm only 40. I'm only 45. I have my whole life in front of me. No, you don't. You don't. Because you've never been promised any allotted period of time to stay alive. But you can see now that I'm right based on what I'm about to say next. If you have a presidential race where there are no choices, that's telling you it's the end of the age.
Yeah.
You don't even have any choices. And the people standing there look like cartoon animated characters. When I hear Cruz speak, he looks like a cartoon. He looks like Popeye or somebody speaking. It's not even real. It's like, man, do you have any realness about you? Say something that I can identify with that makes you a human. He's like a automaton speaking. It's like a robot. And yes, we are going to see the world get better, and we're going to bring in everything you need, and we're going to do away with the IRS. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. He ain't going to do none of that. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get rid of the IRS and Obamacare because he's the president. The president can't get rid of that by himself. And we're going to make it a world of bliss and joy, where everyone will have two cars, three houses, beach property, and we're going to make you the kings of the earth. Together, we're going to accomplish this as Americans. This is our greatest time, and our greatest history is before us to be written by all of us that believe in me. See, it's crazy, man. What's wrong with you? And then Hillary get up there, you're like, what? And then Trump gets up there, you say, what? And then Bernie gets over there about ready to keel over. He going to sleep in the middle of a speech. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Everybody needs to go to college free. He's telling everybody you're going to college free.
Man.
How can you go to an institution you got to pay for free? Think about what I'm saying now. If college costs money, then you can't go for free. Somebody's got to pay for it. So what's that telling you? Anybody that gives you everything must take everything from you to pay for it and then tell you it's free. I tax you off the scale and then give you this and say, this is free. You paid for that, you idiot. Your taxes paid for it. You see how stupid this is? It's like when you got arrested people who have been made morons through the music, through the culture, through the TV, through the movies, they don't think. All they're thinking is, I got something for free. Free, free. Their minds are flashing. Free, 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 free. It's all free. There is nothing that is free. Nothing on this planet in the land of larceny is free. People tune into this message on live stream for free. We pay for live stream. We pay for this hotel room. You paid to park. People, these are how people think. It's like, this is the thing a person told us about on the internet one time. It was so funny. Hey, one thing about American Ministries is good. Go to their website, pull down the MP3s, and all the messages are free. I'm thinking, for real, man. That's your motivation now.
Man.
That I'm plugging into this to get stuff for free. And I don't care how y'all sustain yourself. I don't care who carries the load. I don't care who's giving. I'm riding along for free. Guess what? You ain't in it. That kind of a person will never make it to heaven. Because God does not take Freddie the freeloader to heaven. A freeloader is not going to heaven. You got to bear your burden in the heat of the day to go to heaven. He didn't call forth freeloaders into the harvest. He called forth what?
Laborers
into his harvest. Freddie ain't going. Frida ain't either. Freddie and Frida ain't going. They're both freeloaders with their son Fabian and their daughter Frederica. The freeloaders, kind of like the Flintstones, you know.
Man.
Looking for a free ride on your back because somebody's doing the heavy lifting while you're riding around for free. It's pitiful, man, to watch this. I showed you the other week the power of 1 cent. If you took 1 cent and doubled it every day, first day you got a penny, the next day you got 2 cents, then 4 cents, then 8 cents, then 16 cents, and you found out that one penny doubled every day, I think it equates to $5.3 million in 30 days. That's the exponential power of money when you see it replicated out from you. Weekly live stream views here run about 1,000 people a week just by from live stream by itself. That's not accounting for MP3 once we put on MP3. You may look at 2,000 to 2,500 people to get this message coming across their lives every week. But I'll show you that the views and the participation as far as looking and listening does not align itself with us moving out to do a job because the people are petrified people. They listen to messages in a state of petrification. They've been petrified listening. In other words, what I'm saying right now is terrifies them. It's like looking at a horror movie. You know, like you watch, you're a horror movie addict, but you're there for the fear of it all. It's like you're waiting for that axe murderer to come around the corner. They don't see him, and the adrenaline rush and all that you feel is what you live for. So you can become a message junkie. You live for, what's he going to say this week? Man, that's funny. Probably said some funny things, man. I was laughing so hard when I heard that. Girl, I laughed myself to death when I heard that. That's what you live for. Not seeing that hell is coming your way. You're about to be damned and go to hell forever. as you live a petrified life looking at things. You never process your own participation. You never process you getting in and footing the bill and carrying the weight. I mean, just by what I say, just being monitored pretty heavy over the internet, you know, even Facebook will cut us off in some instances. Try to post some stuff we say and watch them cut you off. You don't believe? Go try it. Try to put messages on Facebook and send it to folks. Watch Facebook cut you off because we're monitored. We're monitored by the government. We're monitored by the ABC agencies of the government. You write a check here this morning, and I put it in the bank Monday morning or TM deposited on Monday. You're going to flash up on the radar screen that's supporting this. They're going to start monitoring your phone, watching who you call, watching your internet hits and all that kind of stuff. Don't you know we live in Nazi Germany? Are you crazy? You haven't figured out this is real war with a real entity? Read Lucifer's Children for real. And you'll see the rise of Hitler to the throne is being replicated again. The Antichrist is going to come to power just like Hitler came to power. It's replicating itself. The same sequences are playing themselves out again. As the world is looking for a Messiah and a Savior. Because people are under heavy duress and heavy stress. That's why they're trying. Look at the chaos and animosity in the presidential election. You know why that's happening? Because the people are under duress. And they want Trump to be their savior. I guess they want Hillary to be a savior. I don't know how you process that. Bernie Sanders is the Messiah. That's what they're looking for. In a world where in North Carolina, a man in drag is sitting there urinating next to your daughter in the restroom. Here he is with male organs in a drag suit in the restroom with your daughter, and major corporations are forsaking North Carolina because they said this man in drag can't go to the restroom with your 5-year-old daughter. And we actually discuss this and debate it. As if any logic is appended to it. We're having insane discussions. Gay marriage. That's an insane discussion. I don't even have that discussion. That's an oxymoron. There's no such thing. God defined marriage in the Bible already, and nobody can change it. A man shall leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and the two become one flesh. That's all the marriage there is. Case closed. Nothing to discuss. Look, we're burning fuel debating things that are insane. You got a decathlete, Bruce Jenner, a decathlete walking around in a miniskirt and high heels with a wig on and false breasts. And they're trying to tell you his name is Caitlyn, and you should honor him as Caitlyn. He presents as a woman, and that's valid. And anybody not seeing it that way is something wrong with you. This is the world we live in now. We're living in anarchy, insanity, a crazy loony bin of discussions. That's telling me, abandon the Titanic, man. Get off of this ship. Form up over here with the saints that are sane. Saints are sane. The world is bathed in insanity. Let's congregate outside of this stupid filth, forge up the body of Christ, and make a stand against it. I'm logical. I'm even keeled. I'm the middle of the road. You got a guy standing there telling you your daughter should be in the restroom next to this guy in drag, a transgender guy, and you should accept it and not say one word about it. Georgia bowed the knee to corporations, the NFL, NBA, NCAA, football players. Bowing the knee to the LGBT agenda. In 2016, we live in Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in an insane asylum. Laws are being changed to accommodate insanity. I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm the most logical person in the world. If you describe it in real terms, a man in drag in a restroom with your 5-year-old daughter. One of these little kids go to the restroom and a man in drag is in there with your daughter. Now, how many pedophiles can think up If I want to see some women in the restroom, man, let me just go in as a drag queen, yep, and molest these little girls. Man. You see how crazy it is? I'm absolutely right. Undeniable what I'm saying. I'm right. But then people don't like it. They want you to believe insanity is normal. The new sane is insanity. They actually sit down and discuss this stuff in a logical format as if it makes sense to somebody. That's why I'm telling you this. Stop engaging your mind in it. Don't talk about it anymore. Let's form up outside of it and prosecute a war against it. And just stand here like concrete. This is the way, and you better walk in it. That's perfectly fine with God. That's what God is looking for. He's wondering, will somebody please make a stand? Having done all to stand, stand therefore and put that armor on, buddy. Make your stand. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing normal about this stuff. But we got petrified people. What I'm saying is scaring some people to death. And claiming to be saved. Let me tell you something. If you're afraid of what I'm saying, you're not saved. You're a damned soul on your way to hell, trying to look like you're saved, and you're kidding yourself. And you need to stop hanging around church folk. Turn off that live stream right now and get away from this. Because I'm not even talking to you. Because you don't have the intestinal fortitude to be a child of God. You're a citizen of the world. You serve the devil and you'll be damned with the devil, just like Proverbs said. You would not listen to God's reproof. You would not make a stand with God. Jesus said, either you gather with me or you scatter against me. There's no gray areas allowed in the gospel. Stand with him or stand against him. And I make no apology for what I'm saying. None. With Joel Osteen and Dollar and T.D. Jakes, I think Creflo took in like $88 million last year. Jakes over $100 million. Joel Osteen like $140 million. Our total giving last year over the end at $102,000. What are all these folk now? 5,000 strong on Facebook. 1,000 listening every week. And they just sit there. The same ones who've come out of false churches, giving everything to them, now sit and look at something real and can't move. They're petrified. You came out, but you didn't go in.
That's right.
You came out of Egypt. Now you're in the wilderness as a spectator. And I pray for God. I said, God, call out, cut off, prune back these folk out of the way. We're not after numbers. That's what you'll understand. We don't talk about numbers. I'm mentioning 6,000 folk on Facebook. I'm not after numbers. I'm after the remnant of hardcore believers that have become sanctified soldiers in their own right, ready and equipped to make their own personal stand. You can sit right here as nothing but a spectator. You're not in it. You might be with somebody or hanging around, but you don't even have a mind that's actually plugged in to make a stand. You just look at life. You never participate in life. You've been a spectator your whole life and never have done anything proactively to progress in life. I tell young people, you sit around 25 years old working down here at McDonald's for $8 an hour, and your peers have now progressed through college and got master's degrees making $65,000, $70,000 a year at 25. You got back what you put into it. Don't be mad at them. Your girlfriend just bought a condo. She's got a master's degree in nursing. Some in Atlanta, some of those girls with master's degrees putting out $90,000, $100,000 a year nursing. They can work 3 days a week at a hospital and then go and work another 2 days somewhere else and pull it down big money. And you sat there at the club, twerk dancing, drinking liquor, and hanging around with some bum, have a one night stands with some bum at the club, and you got back out of life exactly what you put in it. Now your girlfriend pulling up in her brand new car, has a furnished condo she's bought, has some rental property she has on the other side of town, has 2 units over there that she's renting out. She's making moves. She just got married to a doctor she met as an RN. She met a doctor on the job. And doesn't make any difference if he's white, black, Indian, Hispanic, or whatever. You better get out of race right now. You better. Oh, no. I'm telling all folk, data dump race. Yep. You're black. I ain't black. I'm a man. You black. You stay black. You stay Kiwi shoe polish black. Because when you get born again, amen, there is no bond, Scythian, no free, no black, no white, no Hispanic. That's deliverance, man. See how people in the world in the matrix still talk about black stuff in church? Extricate yourself from black stuff and white stuff and Hispanic stuff and Oriental stuff. Be a saint of God, sanctified from the races. So if you're a young lady and you got a white guy that loves you, gonna do you right and live for God and love the Lord and loves you, you better catch that bus. You better go and catch that bus. Because the rest of these buses, you might be, you know, you done heard of Pittsburgh, right? That might be a pit bus headed to the pit. You better catch the best thing running, because that's the one that God sent you to do you right. Because God ain't going to send you people based on their race.
That's right.
That's why you got to be what? Delivered. People talk about the black, you know, in the black church, ain't no black church. Well, see, in the white church, we ain't no white church. That tells me you're in the matrix. You need to be born again if you go to a black church. What you preaching? Black stuff? Black word? We don't read the red part of the Bible, just the black letters. That's crazy. Y'all missing 50% of the Bible. You can't even read what Jesus said. Because you're black. And I guess the Indians read the red letters. The Indians read the red words. Y'all crazy. You better really be delivered to walk with the Lord, because you'll have a prefabricated thinking process in your mind about God as defined by the world, and the world will always confine you in the matrix. So you got to live up or down to the expectations of the world. You're marrying somebody white and the rest of the black folks saying you are a disgrace to the black race. You a traitor against the blacks. Man. Well, I'm going to go on over here with this guy. I met this doctor on the job, my RN. The guy's a brain surgeon. He's worth about $8 million. So y'all black folk, y'all going over there. And like Beyonce told y'all, to the left. To the left. To the left. I'm heading over here. You got to live now, man. You ain't got time to live down to the expectation of these drags in the matrix in the devil's world. These folk gonna pull you down and you'll live down to their warped expectations, trying to fit in to the unwashed masses. And I mean that as a pejorative, based on the devil's unwashed folk. Not looking down on anybody. Without a washed, cleansed, transformed mind, you got a dirty mind. Thinking dirty thoughts, thinking low down thoughts. Your life is reflective of your thinking processes. You can't live down to that. I'm not talking about the world, folks. I'm talking about the sanctified saints of God ready to come out of this mess and for the first time in your life, live your life. Yes. Man, you got to live. Yes. We're commanded by God to live. So you see now, what can we do about a religious system that brings in $500,000 a day, some of them? You get the major ones. If I went down the list of them, like Creflo, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Copeland, you're talking about $3 to $4 billion a year. That's what's out there. With all the network TV, all the TV shows, all the radio broadcasts, all the books, all the tapes, all that stuff, all we need is some Holy Ghost filled saints to sanctify themselves from religion. Stop discussing it. Ignore it. Don't bring up hip hop or rap with anybody else. Ignore them. Sanctify yourself in under fasting and prayer with God and get into your Bible again. We need those kind of people that have been pruned from the devil's system. Cut out of religion. Cut out of the whole format of these discussions about nothingness. I mean, people who become singularly focused on Jesus Christ and wanted to do his will, separate from him. And what you got to do is begin to format your life around this. Folk that are not going where you're going, cut them. Tell them to go on. If you love the world, go to Satan and his world and live for him and see what you get back from it. But you don't have time to keep dragging around Judas and dead weight. It's time to begin to cut ties with religion. Stop talking about it. Stop discussing their thing and what they're interested in. You got to be a person that's projecting Christ from you and not taking incoming. I'm not interested in that other trash. We only have Christ for the world. That's it. Jesus Christ. What about the racial problem? Jesus Christ is the answer. What about politics? What about the economy? Jesus Christ is your answer. There is no other name given amongst men whereby ye must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only answer given by God. Conform to him and every other problem will dissipate. The other day we received a check from a lady in the mail for $5,000. Now you imagine over a year's time, $102,000 comes in. This same lady has given about $10,000 in that time frame. Of the $102,000, she's given one-tenth of it by herself, one lady. With all the people in the world. Think about what I'm saying. I can show you somebody in this room. I won't do it to embarrass them. One person by themselves has given between $6,000 and $8,000 by themselves. Now, $102,000 came in. That's two people, $18,000. That's showing you that this thing is on the back of about 40 people. And $102,000, you can't do anything with that but just sit here and wait while folk just ingesting messages, looking at live stream broadcasts, sitting around discussing messages, talking amongst themselves. What is wrong? It's something wrong with people. I've come to the conclusion there's got to be something wrong with people. Why did I say that? I came to this thing in 1984. I had five guys that fed me, that I supported heavy with money, bought their books, their tapes, and made sure their ministry always received money from me every month because they were feeding me. I needed them. They didn't need me. I needed them. Derrick Prince, R.D. Hinton, Jimmy Swaggart. You know, Jimmy Swaggart fell into a bunch of mess, but Jimmy Swaggart preached the gospel hard back in the day, buddy. If Jimmy Swaggart couldn't forge you back then, you couldn't get forged. R.W. Schombach and Burt Clendon and those five guys, along with the local pastor we sat under, was used by God to teach us, me and Barbara, coming through the 80s, the mid-80s, 84, 83, 84, into the 90s. These guys were forging you. I'm talking about thousands of tapes, dozens of books, videos, not to mention all the traveling we did to go see them. I went to Birmingham to see Swagger. I went to Cincinnati to see Swagger. Down to South Georgia to see Derrick Prince. Over to North Carolina to see Derrick Prince. Up into Chicago to see Schombach. Up over to Hagerwitz Bible Church. Over in Indiana to see, what's his name? Win Worley. Because they were talking about casting out demons. Let me go see about the casting out demon stuff. Let me go see what's happening. I'm in the car sleeping in the parking lot of the church overnight to go see Win Worley church service. Sleeping on the parking lot, sleeping out in a Holiday Inn parking lot to see Schombach up in Illinois overnight, going to brush my teeth in the Holiday Inn restroom and heading up under the big tent. Because you got a hunger and thirst for righteousness, man. Whatever I got to do to find this thing and see what's going on, I got to go, man. I got to go find out for me. On the bus headed down to Augusta to see R.D. Hinton. Up in Chicago, all around looking, man, for answers, trying to dissect this thing, trying to get an understanding of why I've been saved, what's supposed to happen to me, what's in me. I need to feed on something, and I'd always seed where I was called to feed, because I'm ingesting material that's feeding me, shaping me, molding me. I wasn't obligated to do anything. It was birthed in me. It comes with the born again experience. God is not trying to make people do anything. It's birthed into you. To man, this thing is alive, and anything alive has to be fed. It has to be maintained. It has to be kept in a place of living and viability in order to keep feeding me. So you see now, with something like Omega Ministries and Vision for Dunamis Tabernacle, petrified people want to just sit and ingest all day and put the whole thing on the back of 40 people, 50 people. And I'm talking about those of you listening to my live stream that systematically send $25 a month. It's one lady from, I think she's in Tennessee, just like clockwork. She spends $50 every 2 weeks when she gets paid. As a matter of fact, it's an automatic deduction from her bank account. It just automatically comes because she just feeds off of it and she sustains it. That's a logical mind. Why am I having to bring this up to born again, sincere, called saints of God that say they're in it for the long haul, wanting to see Jesus return, and they mean business? You got to really bring up something this pathetic to saints of God? People are this messed up in their minds that they don't have a characterization built into them that everything in life has to be sustained by some resource, and they come to church and in ministry environments and think, well, just any kind of way, I'll just get it. And I don't care how y'all pay for it. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how live stream is broadcast, as long as it comes on. Let it not come on 1 week, you get a bunch of messages. Where's the broadcast? Why wasn't it? It's not coming through clearly. Well, have you put any resources into it? We might be living broadcasting through a 1939 camera because that's all we can afford. Have you put enough money out there to buy a 2016 camera? This situation here is bad. Because the false stuff is fueled 1,000%. $100 million into a lie. Joseph Prince packing out auditoriums telling lies. People, I love Paul Washer. Paul Washer is a Calvinistic, once saved, always saved guy that runs off emotionalism. Went to a church the other day, just stood in the pulpit and stared at the auditorium to convict him. Didn't say a word, just stared. That tells me you're a nut. Because the foolishness of the preaching saves people, not you staring at them. Like he was under a heavy anointing and people just started weeping uncontrollably. That was a power, but it wasn't God. Because God confirms his word with signs following. That's Bible. Anything other than that is the devil. You judging. That's right, buddy, I'm judging it. According to that scripture, if you speak not according to the law and the prophets, let you be accursed. That's what petrifies people, see? Because we're not downgrading it for anybody. If G. Craig Lewis jumps out talking about Christian rap, I'm going to tell you that's the devil. Back away from it. That petrifies me. That's your brother. Not if you go into delusion. That ain't my brother at that point. Judas is my brother until he goes and gets that 30 pieces of silver. Now he's an enemy. Remember, I was just casting out devils with Judas the other day, laying hands on the sick. But today he betrayed the Lord. At that point, you're an antichrist now, man. When you're the enemy of Christ, guess whose enemy you are? Mine, buddy. Because I'm a member of the body of Christ. You either gather with them or scatter against it. What am I telling you? I'm not telling you to give anything by live stream. I'm telling you to turn it off and leave us alone. That's what I'm telling you. Get in or get out. We're not carrying dead weight. We're bringing this thing to a conclusion. It's time for this thing to conclude. All you spectators, Joel Osteen, Creflo, Jakes, Anita Bynum, Juanita Bynum. I mean, you can think of a lot of them. The Pope, whatever. Leave the real body alone because you're not for real. You're a clown kidding yourself all the way through the sequences. All the way through. And a little boy in Australia faithfully sending $5 a month, 12 years old. His daddy was writing and said, my son looks into the broadcast. He's out there selling little stuff on the street or whatever to raise $5 to give. That's why I said the widow's mites. Putting in 2 cents. She gave more than anybody. But she was given to Jesus, given to what was necessary, given to the ministry, because, hey, I appreciate this. It ain't about me. It's about the word. Either we're preaching the word and truth or we're not. What I'm telling you is it has no value and it's not of any significance. Hey, leave it alone and go to that which is feeding you. I'm not being any kind of way antagonistic or condemning anybody. All I'm telling you to do is stop fooling around with that which is not personally feeding you. Find what God has for you to ingest and support it without any restrictions and any doubts in you, and go with it. If you want to analyze my motivation for what I'm saying, just leave this alone. See, I think I'm being pretty fair. If I got some kind of ulterior motive, just leave it alone and go ahead on. And see, people analyze this all kind of ways. I've seen all kind of sodomite guys, old sissy sensitive guys, trying to find little old stuff to talk about with the ministry, and price is this and price is that. No, man. It don't work like that. I had a guy one day say, well, see, you know, what these preachers need to do, they need to work, get jobs. Have you ever really been in the real church and see what a person really does in ministry for real, or compared to that junk you've been sitting in? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dealing with people's lives. I'm talking about a center that's open all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dealing with people's lives. I had a guy call me the other day. Price, I need some help. What's wrong, man? I'm about to kill this woman. This woman keeps jumping in my face. I'm gonna deal with her the way I deal with everybody I've been dealing with in my past. I said, how's that? I usually kill them. I've killed between 5 and 6 people. I was like, hey, man, you got a death sentence on you, man, because the Bible says if you spill man's blood, then by man shall your blood be spilled. I said, you're sitting right now damned and cursing on your way to hell. The only thing you can do right now, the only counsel I got for you, is to throw yourself on the altar and beg for God's mercy. Because he had been so cauterized and so seared inside. The Bible says your conscience can be seared till murder. It's like eating a bologna sandwich. There's people down here like that. Only God can save you now, man. There's no counseling I can give you. Only God can make a call based on you having killed as to whether or not you're damned or not already. You might be already reprobate for all I know. See, you deal with hardcore things. Have you ever spent all night casting out devils? You'd be better off digging a ditch all night, you know, just working and laboring all night and sweating all day in 90 degree heat, because casting out devils will exhaust you. It'll leave you supernaturally tired because you're spending a lot of fuel. You got Holy Ghost power, but Holy Ghost power is expended. Did you know that when you remember virtue went out of Jesus? You got to go and refill. You got to get re-energized. It's like charging batteries in prayer and fasting. You got to keep batteries charged up, because you're spending fuel. That's why I hear these people, novices, most of them, trying to tell you how church is and how it works and what you ought to do. I have to disregard them because I know they don't know. But they fabricate all this stuff to control people's minds, trying to find. You ever heard somebody trying to investigate church all the time and find out what's wrong with it? You got ministries designed to see what the flaws are in church and try to expose things in church. Disregard that trash. Because they're not doing anything but walking around trying to inspect other people. Your emphasis would be on saving souls and not trying to go around trying to find the flaws and everything. You warn people about what's wrong, but that doesn't become a ministry. That's garbage. That's why we need some sanctified saints cut out from this world and religion. Religion is part of this world. And now conversion on Jesus Christ alone to do a work down here to wrap this up. I'm not preaching longevity. I'm not preaching giving to something that's going to be around a long time. I'll be 60 years old next year, man. You think I'm planning a long range scheme? I'm here to actually forge something, put it into place, and let these younger guys manage it, because I'll be gone. Because when the Antichrist rises to power and comes, the first person he's coming for is me. Because I got the biggest mouth, and I'm yelling the loudest. I don't have longevity built into my psyche. I'm here to do a job, to be qualified to leave, to receive my reward after this life, not in this life. You're not looking for a reward here. I'm not even expecting one. I'm here to do a job and leave. Stephen did a job and left. All the disciples in Acts did not try to prolong their lives. Have you ever noticed that? They did the job. They were crucified and martyred and left, receiving, the Bible says, a greater reward as a martyr. The trash we see preached of the gospel, centrally focused on the here and now, is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news is you've been delivered from this present evil world to receive a reward after this life, not in this life. Anything you get down here, okay, I got a new car. Well, a Muslim just bought one the same day you did. It can't be here. Everything you're naming, the infidel, the agnostic, the atheist is getting the same thing you just got. Capital One financed them just like they did you. They got a mortgage just like you, with a rocket loan from Quicken Loans just like you. He don't even believe in God. He hates God. He's a member of the Satanic Church and got a mortgage loan. How can the reward be here? And people try to base blessings on material gains and what they got. The best you can get with a 30-year mortgage is a glorified rental agreement. What kind of a fool would I be? Buy a house at 60 years old with a 30-year mortgage, and at, you know, at 90, this is going to be paid for. Man. You see how stupid that is? You know how stupid? I'm being an old folks home. The house burned down or whatever. You got a glorified rental agreement. You don't believe it? Don't pay the mortgage and see what happens. This is my house over here. You don't own a house, fool. You're renting it. Now you got a mortgage. The word mortgage comes from the word mort. You know what mort comes from? You know what that means? Death. It's a loan unto death. You're going to be paying for this the rest of your life, you nut, knucklehead. Tell me this is a good investment. Well, you never realize the investment because you'll be dead. It's crazy. I got a new car. Ride in it for 5 years. And guess what you're going to need? Another car. It's just a rental agreement because you ain't going to pay it off. And when you take it back to turn it in, you're going to be upside down in it. You lost $2,000 driving off the lot. Should you buy a new car and hit the pavement? And hit that asphalt, hit down the street, it depreciated $2,000. Try to take it back and turn it back in. Now they're going to tell you, what you pay for this? I paid $25,000 for this. Well, we'll give you $23,000 for it. Yeah. Man, what kind of mess is this y'all running? A kingdom of larceny? Yeah. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. So what are we doing? If we ask you to contribute to Dunamis Tabernacle, we're asking you to give nothing because the money ain't nothing anyway. You see how stupid it is? We're here to use it, fiat paper currency, to do a supernatural eternal work so that we can actually qualify to leave them with it and let God burn it up using their money. This is perfect. We're going to use y'all stuff to burn this place up. Let's go. I need enough saints to see it. So you know what? Why don't we just end this? Let's stop talking about Caitlyn Jenner. Let's stop trying to figure out transgenders in restrooms. Let's forget the LGBT movement. Let's forget the NWO and the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and the New World Order and the Illuminati and Jay-Z's, the hidden message in Jay-Z's latest song. Folk make ministries out of that. I'm here exposing the hidden meaning in Lil Wayne and Jay-Z's new song. Who cares? What fool would care about a hidden message in Jay-Z's new song? What is it doing to you or for you or against you as a saint? Nothing. You know what it is? They're enamored with it still. They're still wrapped up in it, and they still are mesmerized by it. You're a member of the world because you examine the world all day. We're making a microscopic examination of Jesus Christ is what we need to do. Let me examine him line by line and precept by precept. Get back to your Bible alone and begin to pick it apart. You know how many people don't even read their Bible? They don't ingest the Bible all day. If I'm not reading the Bible, I'm listening to somebody preach it. If I'm not listening to somebody preach it, I'm listening to some praise and worship singer sing it. If I'm not listening to them sing it, I'm meditating on the scriptures I have already embedded inside of me. Don't you know that chewing the word is like chewing cud as a cow? You can regurgitate what you know and just chew on it. Man, I was just thinking about that. Let me see that, man, that thing, that story about Lot. Man, let's pick that thing apart, Lot. You know, just start meditating on it and his wife and the environment he lived in. And then you're shifting over to some other story and looking at David and looking at his kids. And that's flowing through you all day long. And God is revealing himself through you as you meditate upon the word. Meditation is actually regurgitation of what's embedded in you. You pull it back up and think on it. You meditate on it. So you see now, one lady who happened to be a Caucasian lady, and it's a little Caucasian lady, she'll come to the conference and sit in the back of the room. Nobody even notice her. She'll be here. She's come here before. Sit there, participate, never say a word, go home, but gives because she's feeding on it. It's benefiting her, and she's just feeding on it and giving money to sustain it because she wants to be fed. Never making any kind of a noise, never trying to call attention to herself, but just feeding on it. Be amongst the saints, talk to you, say hello. Almost just fading into the woodwork. That's all you need because you got your own life. A guy last year wanted to go to the Man Up Mountain meeting. She paid his way, paid for everything. Sent the money for him, made sure he was in, got transportation for him, everything. Because she knew this young fella needed to go. She got him, supported him, sent him. Never saying a word, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows her. She's doing what she's doing. Why? It's her thing. This is my thing. I ain't got nothing to do with you, Price. I ain't got to do none of y'all. This is my thing this time. I ain't studying y'all. I ain't studying you, Price. This is my thing this time. I'm saving these folk myself. I'm engaging myself. If God can use this ministry to feed somebody, if I can give CDs to them, if I can use it as a resource to help people, I want to make it viable and sustainable because it's an avenue I use to get into people's hearts. I can give them an MP3 or a CD or direct them to the website. It's part of what I use to save these souls. So I'm keeping it viable. I'm keeping it alive because it's one of my resources. Just one of them. But I use it. I plug into it because it impacted me. Anything that impacted you can impact somebody else if you are a saint saving souls. But if you're a deadhead spectator, what are you doing? What are you? What are you around for? The Bible says about the fig tree, why are you cumbering up the ground? Why are you in the way? What you doing? You're unfruitful and Jesus curses the fig tree and says dry up and never bear fruit again. What are you doing? That's the question I'm asking people. What are you doing with your salvation? Why are you saved? What meaning do you have? Why is God with you? Why would God want you? What did you add to God when you came to him? What's your availability? What's your input? What are you? What are you? You got to ask yourself these questions. And I mentioned the fact this lady is white because I'm trying to show you it's generic. It's not based on race. The real gospel will deal with people void of race. It's white guys that support this. They don't care about if I'm black or white or green. They want the word.
Yes.
Is it true?
That's right.
See, a real saint is only interested in one thing. Is it true? That's it. When people come to you and talking about, I don't like how he said it, or I don't like the fact that he's black, or he speaks with a southern drawl. Okay, I give you all that now. Is it true? Well, I don't want to get into that. What I'm saying is this. You know, it offended me because they said something about, you know, homosexuals, and my brother's a homosexual, and that's judging people. Hold on. Is it true? Does the Bible say that homosexuality is an abomination? Is that true? Well, that's your interpretation. Hey, man, I see you, man. Don't go through that with them. How is it my interpretation when it's said verbatim in the Bible? That's why we don't have time to waste with this anymore, folks. I'm trying to tell you, cut them off. If you're on live stream offended by what I'm saying today, cut it off. Don't tune back in. Leave it alone. Well, that's pretty arrogant. You telling people to cut off the word of God. You should be. You see how stupid people are? They're not going to do anything but criticize everything and try to find something detrimental to point to. And they're not doing anything. What do you want? What are you around for? What are you looking for? You know what? I don't even know. I don't know who I'm around. I don't even know why I'm alive. That's crazy. You've been bathed in a luciferic mind. It's a luciferian mind that has you. The very essence of Lucifer is to hang around, to undermine and to cause calamity and try to deter people away from Christ and never put forth anything to make sure a person is actually fed the word of God to advance. Lucifer is a religious spirit. Look at Isaiah chapter 14. The Luciferian spirit. That's why that book is called Lucifer's Children. He's an angel of light, he appears to be. Isaiah 14, look at this, verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their what? That's the church. Uh-huh. It's time to sanctify and be set in our own land, separate from everything else. And set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them. And they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. So the unsaved souls are called strangers here. Here is referring to foreign tribes. In our vernacular, they're unsaved souls that will be joined to the sanctified tribe of Judah, the church set apart. We can't save people until we've got a sanctified environment that can discipline the newly saved souls. See, newly saved people have so much junk preached to them. They never get clarity. They got too much junk coming at them. The internet and cell phones and computers can become a curse to the new saint.
That's right.
Folk trying to tell you Christian rap is valid. That's undermining the saint coming out of the world trying to get free.
Right.
Diverting them right back to the trash they came from.
That's right.
That's why a computer and a phone can be a damnable thing. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives whose captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressors. We're going to stand on top of the devil and dominate him.
Yes.
We're going to dictate to the devil how it's going to be. We're not interested in laws passed and what the state of Georgia or North Carolina passes or doesn't pass. We don't care what the Supreme Court says or the law of the land is. We're here to preach truth to power. We come from another government from heaven,
yes,
preaching truth to power.
Yes.
This is the way of God, and you better walk in it, Mr. President, Congressman, Senator, Supreme Court Justice. We represent God, and we're preaching to you the word of God, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and we won't take it back.
Amen.
That's not pride. That's not anything that's arrogant. That's the boldness of the saint proclaiming the unadulterated word of God and refusing to bow to the beast.
Yes, right.
So what we got to be like, buddy, but we got to be sanctified from them to do it. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy what?
Fear.
Petrified people. resting from your fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve. You've been a slave under bondage, serving the devil with everything you got, giving all of your resources to the devil. God is saying, sanctify yourself and converge on me and see, won't God multiply the little that you have? Can't you see when the widow woman gave the resources to the prophet that the cruse of oil and the meal never ran out? Because I made God first, and then God supplied the needs. That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how have the oppressors ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord have broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. This is what we're about now, y'all. We're here about attacking the devil, destroying every vestige of the devil, seeking him out and destroying him as a sanctified people, not under his auspices. Yes. The servitude and the bondage of the devil oppressing us has been lifted. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinders. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Man, there's a relief when the devil is under oppression and we're orchestrating the war against him. The whole earth is joyful and singing because this dirty dog is now being put where? Under your feet. Man. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It have raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations who are in hell awaiting the king of Babylon to come to greet him coming into hell. Because we, the church, have put him there.
Yes.
We sanctified ourselves. We separated ourselves. We constructed and orchestrated the war against the devil and brought him down.
Thank you,
and now this joker is thrown into the pit finally.
Yes.